Blog Talk Radio.
CBR. I'd like to welcome everybody to CBR.
It's CBR.
That's championship battle CBR. Rap for those who don't know.
CBR.
Shout out to PL12 CBR. For the track.
It's CBR.
It's Real Talk Radio. Championship battle rap.
CBR's the show. Interviews is the format.
Live battles on deck.
You gotta earn your respect.
So you strive for the best.
Your skills get put to the test.
We got top notch talent. Chopping it up with us.
It's the tracks played live on the air for air listeners.
Don't nobody give you live exclusives like CBR.
This show is too remarkable. Hip hop is where it starts.
Trying to raise the bar. We on the mission like Tom Cruise. MC's fighting for the title. And plus he got Mark News.
Get the latest trending topic in the world of hip hop. This is real CBR. Other clones, y'all need to stop.
Now introducing the undisputed hip-hop battle rap talk radio champions of the world, CBR!
What up, man? Welcome to CBR, that is championship battle rap for those who don't know. As we say on the intro, I am your host, Tay Real. Mark Deuce, where you at?
I'm in the building. What's going on, man? What's good? What's good?
What's popping, man? What it is, man? I'm feeling real excited about tonight's show. You know what I mean? We got a up-and-coming artist slash everything. Like, I don't even know how to even put it in words when I was chopping it up with her, and we was talking about all the stuff that she do. I'm like, wow, for real? Because you know how we do on the show, we see somebody, they post their music, it sound good, we hit them up. Or sometimes people hit us up, they'll inbox us, and they'll be like, hey, check out this track. And I'll listen, or you'll listen, and it'll be like, you know, it's dope or whatever, or Tia listen. And if it's dope, we like it, like, all right, here's something else, all right, man, you gonna fight you, all right, you know. Let's bring you on, you know what I mean, and let's talk some music. You know what I mean? You know how we do. We here to support talent. You know what I mean? And when I heard Out of Flames, you know, who was our guest for the night, when I heard her music, I was like, damn, this girl can really spit. You know, and she can vouch. Like, I told her, like, I didn't know you could spit like that. You know, when I heard, I'm like, okay. You know, and then I chopped it up with her, and come to find out she does all this other stuff as well. So, you know, it's, She got some stuff going on, but, you know, we'll let her tell you for herself. We'll let her tell you everything that she does. But we want to start off with the music. Let's just go ahead and just cut to the chase and just bring her on. Let's welcome to CBR, Miss Etta Flames. What's going on with you?
Jeez, yes. I'm happy to be on your show. Let me tell you something. That theme song got me amped up. Like, I'm hyped over here.
What did you say?
I was already talked up. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. This is definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. What'd you say?
I said, before we start, I need to ask y'all, how are y'all feeling and how was y'all day?
My day was hectic. That's why you heard me coming on kind of like rambling a little bit, because when I tell you there's so much hectic stuff going on behind the scenes, I don't even know how we made it on air on time, to be honest. Like, there's a lot of hectic stuff going on, but you know what I mean? You know, we work our best to make sure that we get on air on time and, you know what I mean, make sure that, you know, we don't have our guests sitting there waiting. So it was a big scramble to get on air on time. It's just, you know, a lot of stuff going on in a personal life trying to get on air in time. You know how that can be. And we made it by the skin of our teeth. We made it. My day was hectic. And you in VA, right?
Correct.
Did y'all catch that hard rain?
Yeah, we've been catching it on and off. We haven't had any today, but it's been the past few days. It's been a little shaky.
Yeah, it was storming up here. I almost literally got caught in it, and then on top of that, it started leaking in my house, like in places that it never leaked before. And I'm like, oh, man, all this is happening before, right before the show about to come on. I'm like, oh, man, got to get some newspaper now. Got to, you know, got to scramble, go do this, grab the towel real quick. Oh, man, I got to go get this set up. Then I had to get your songs uploaded. I had like 10 minutes left before airtime, and still, you know, that's why I called you. I was trying to get your songs uploaded onto the switchboard so we could play them. It was just crazy hectic. Then we find out one of our co-hosts is MIA right now, so it's usually three of us: Tayrell, Mark II, and Tea Time. We don't even know where Tea Time is. She probably caught up in her own little situation right now. So
right.
It's just one of those days, man. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, my day was pretty good. I mean, yeah, it's been kind of hectic a little bit as far as getting it all together, but we here, CBR, we here, we're at the Flames. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, where do we even start? Let's start with, how did you come up with the name At the Flames? What inspired that name?
Well, At the Flames came from, I took a step back from the music. I became a mother. I reevaluated, you know, everything that was going on in my life, the people I was around, and, you know, I came to terms with me. You know, a lot of times we go through life, we just do stuff because we think it's what should be done. We do things because other people want us to do them, you know, and we don't deal with us. We walk around sometimes not even knowing who we are. But when I had, you know, when I became a mother and I had time to actually deal with me, you know, like I said, I reevaluated some stuff, and I love music. I'm always playing music, and I found when I was by myself in my own zone, I was playing a lot of Etta James, and you know, I don't have no sad love song and no depressing feel for it, but it's like her music really, it uplifted me. Like she had some sad songs here and there, but just the way that she is, and you know, to you know, watch documentaries about her, and she was just like her. She didn't care about what nobody thought, said, or anything like that. And you know, I started practicing to her music, dancing to her music. So I was just like, you know what, this is me. I'm feeling it. I love her to death. At a Flames, and you know, Flames. After the reevaluation, I said, I'm not dealing with no more BS. I'm not dealing with the BS business. I'm not dealing with the BS people. I'm not dealing with none of it. I'm giving you flames. Flames over everything. That's what it is.
That's what's up. So that's where the flames come from. And then that's where you get the flames, F-O-E, flames over everything.
Right, right.
I love it, man. You know, it's usually a story behind. We had a lot of guests on this show, and it's usually a story behind somebody's name. And every now and then, it'd be funny when we add someone their story, and it's really just not one. It's like, no, I just like that name. It's like, oh, okay. It'd just be funny because everybody's like, oh, wow. Like, was waiting for a story, and it wasn't one. It's like, oh, okay, well, all right. Well, anyway, you know, but when somebody actually has a story, it's just intriguing and, like, you know, just to get some insight as to, like, what was the inspiration, you know, because that stuff, man, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to know, especially the artists you bang with and you want to invest your money into and you want to invest your time and effort and energy into, it's like you want to know about them, like, you want to know everything about them, you know what I mean? So when we bring people on the show, we like to really get insight on who they are as an artist, what inspired them, you know what I mean? Like, all of that good stuff, you know. Let the people, at the end of the show, we want people to feel like they know that artist better, you know what I mean?
Right, most definitely.
Now, my question to you would be, how do you feel about how the rap game is, like, right now? Are you comfortable with the way things are right now?
Oh, my God. I knew somebody was going to ask this question. I knew one of y'all was going to do it. I knew it. The rap game now, it's, man, how can I put this? It's kind of sort of maybe I want to say watered down with a lot of, you know, gimmicks. And I really don't feel like it's rap. It doesn't feel like hip-hop to me. It doesn't feel like rap to me. It doesn't, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's all a big show, and it's all about just foolishness now, and it's crowded with a lot of foolishness. So I don't like the state that it's at right now. I don't.
Well, you're definitely not alone.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, because we always tell artists when they come on the show, like, you know, we relate to y'all because we rap too. You know what I mean? So we artists too. You know what I mean? And we understand what it feels like to be an artist in that creative space. And it's like, as an artist, to feel the way you feel about the state of hip-hop at the moment, is that like, does that ever like discourage you or make you feel like, man, there's no future in this? Like, if I don't stay underground, I can't be me. Like, if I try to go mainstream, I'm going to have to sell out.
Oh, no, not at all. It doesn't discourage me. It doesn't discourage me at all. It in fact, gives me motivation to do what I do. Because I'm one of those people, I don't, if you tell me no, that just makes me want to even go harder with what I'm feeling, if that's on the inside. Like, I don't see what people see as the norm. I don't see that, you know, in order for me to break mainstream, I'm going to have to just do all these glitzy and glamorous and foo-foo and, yeah, I just said foo-foo, and crazy stuff. I'm not going to have to do that. I'm going to be able to do what I want to do and give you the flames that I want to give you.
That's the stuff.
I hear that. So basically you're saying you're comfortable in your skin, and if you have to change who you are, like if you get a chance to come on to a label, but they say they want to change your image and they want you to be more sexy, show some more skin, they want you to be explicit, they want you to, you know what I mean, they want you to twerk, you know, whatever, they want you to be sexy, something that ain't you, you know, like, you would turn down a record contract, and, you know, if it required you to not be who you are?
Most definitely, and let me tell you why, I've already been through the stage in my life where I felt like I had to be sexy. I had to wear all this crazy stuff because in the name of quote unquote sexy. And I've already been through that stage. So for me to take this time, you know, to myself, taking a break from the music, becoming a mother, for me to go back to what I used to do, it makes absolutely no sense. It didn't work then, so it's not gonna work for me now. Like, I'm going to have to be who I want to be. And I'm not saying that I won't ever be sexy. I'm not saying I won't ever wear a short dress here and there. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not going to go above and beyond how these labels may want me to be. I have to be me. You know, I'm not in the game to be a fraud. I'm not in the game to be this fictitious character, you know, that the world looks at like, oh, my God, falling all over crazy, crying. I'm not in it to be a fraud at all. I'm in it to be me and bless my supporters with the flames that were instilled in me. That's all I'm here for. That's it. I can't be nobody but me. So me trying to trot around being sexy, looking like halfway like a porn star and all that, that's not going to work for me. And first, it's not going to work for my daughter.
Right.
I hear that.
Definitely. I agree with that because I have a daughter, and I can imagine how you definitely feel about that situation. I agree with you 100%. What puts you in the mood to writing? Like, what gets you motivated to say, I'm in the mood to write something that can change a situation of another little girl or something inspiring for somebody else to really relate to?
Okay, so you're saying what motivates me to make inspirational music?
Yes.
Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
My daughter motivates me, and more so like being around other children. That motivates me. Also, you know, just building with positive people and hearing their testimonies and what they go through on a daily basis, and it's positive people and children that motivate me to make inspiring music.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's what's up. I feel you on that. And are there any female artists that you admired most or that you looked up to as you was as far as hip hop when you was coming up? Anybody that like really inspired you that just made you say, I want to do that?
Yeah, actually, the one person that really inspired me was, well, it was two, but it was Eve and Lauryn Hill. Hands down.
Any particular songs, any particular moments in their careers where it was just like, I got to do this?
Well, all of Eve's music and all of Lauryn Hill music to this day, it still inspires me. But it was when Eve first came on the scene, Love is Blind, actually, like I wrote down all the words. I used to play the song every single day. And when I got the CD, like I played her CD so much that I think I kind of messed the CD up, like the songs didn't play correctly no more. And, you know, I just used to spit all of the words to her songs, and it was just like, wow. And then when I went and tried to, you know, write my own songs, it was like, okay, all right, I like this. I'm feeling it, yeah, so.
That's
right. I mean, you say even Lauryn Hill, when you say those names, I mean, they two were the best to do it, you ask me,
exactly.
as far as, you know, hip-hop. And we know the success that Lauryn Hill had with the Fugees and as a solo artist. And then she kind of, you know, her personal life came into play and she kind of disappeared. But her spot is already solidified in hip-hop history, along with Eve. I mean, when Eve was popping, I mean, she was spitting better than most dudes. Most dudes didn't want to see Eve when it came to those bars. Like, when she was popping, you know, I mean, she was up there, you know, with X and Jada and them, you know, the whole Rough Riders movement, and she was definitely up there with all the guys. DMX,
holding her own.
Jada, she held her own. She did not get
right.
overshadowed by the guys.
Exactly.
and that's what makes me a fan of female artists, for the simple fact that I love to hear a female artist that can hold her own and go with the best of them with the guys. It's not just about us. It's not just about us. You know what I mean? So to hear that, and I it's like just hearing some of your music. I hear a lot of that in you. I hear so much of that. Like, a lot of the ambition, I'm the best. This is what it is. And I hear that in your music. Like, I was telling Tay, I was like, well, she's definitely dope. We definitely got to end it. This right here is, it's like, it's not too many female artists I've heard in quite a bit that's holding it down the way you're holding it down at the moment. Everybody has their own lane, but you definitely have your own path that you're going in. And I'm really digging it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that. And that's what matters. That's what matters to me the most, that, you know, of course I have my musical influences, but I'm me. And like you said, I'm on my own path, so... Yeah, that's the most important part to me, and that I stay on that path, because if I deviate, then I'm not going to be me. It's not going to be authentic, and I'm going to start putting out some fraudulent crap, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I feel you, man. Well, let's not waste no more time. I mean, let's let the people hear what you're working with. I mean, You came through with some tracks today. You got a few tracks for us, you know, that we're going to get into. And let's go ahead and get into this first track so the people can start hearing for themselves what we're talking about.
Okay, most definitely. Well, the first track is Love is Life. It's produced by Bobby Knight of Icy Cold Beats here in Hampton, Virginia. And you listen for yourself. It's that flame.
Let's get it. Out of Flames on CBR.
Thought my future could be my past. Inseparable, connected, feeling like a perfect match. Damn, why did you let it go? You could have let it be, but you had to get between the thighs offending me. So now we sitting here texting on a late night, different states of mind. You know that ain't right. I gave you everything, I gave you all of me, but then you took my heart and crushed it in a heartbeat. Saying she's just a friend, but yet another of us. It's only sad for you, you had to press your luck. No need to apologize, which is sorry. Hey, I just regret the time we spent thinking that it could last. Looking in the mirror like it's another sheet, looking at the reflection like there's another me. Misty rain on my heart saying I lost me, playing another part, saying that ain't me. Love is like, love is life. 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 Now here is side two. I'm cool with second chances. I dealt the cards so you could play. Now that was your decision. You should have played your hand with a winner's mind, but you fell prey to temptation, huh? A sinner's mind. Gluttony, yeah, it leads to overfilling. Sowing with many souls, reaping deceptive dealings. You repping connected demons. I'm peeping your every illness, receiving your every will. Remove my deepest feelings, huh? A lovely masquerade where we result to going through the motions, cause dreams come true. Nothing comes to a sleeper but dreams and blurry vision. It's time I see the light. Peace is what I wish you, cause if I go any deeper, repeat a 360. Burning that 720, yearning that 1080. I was waiting for you at the finish line, standing in the rain, waiting for sunshine. Love is like, love is life. 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 Love is like, love is life.
So that was Out of Flames, Love is Life. Man, I mean, your music really put me in that 2000 era when hip-hop, when I loved hip-hop. Like, I still love it, but, I mean, when, like, I liked, like, people that was popping, I actually listened to them, like, you know, I don't even listen to the radio now. I don't know who's popping. I know about Drake and Nicki and all them, but I don't know which songs are being spun. When I'm riding in a car and the radio is playing, I turn it out. Like, I just turn it out.
Right,
or I turn
right.
it off. Like, almost every day, I'm riding, and after listening to the radio for about 20 minutes, I just get mad and turn it off. I can't take it no more. Everybody's music sounds the same, and it's watered down. And what happened to the music that, like, give you a vibe, like a real vibe, not just in the club or I want some head, you know what I mean, or I want to smash or come here, girl, you know, pop that booty, twerk it, like, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, just make you think about something, some real-life type stuff, like, and that's what's missing. But when I listen to your music, it kind of, like, makes me feel like how, like you said, like Eve and all them, like that type of music, you know what I mean? So I feel like you're definitely doing something right, because there's a lot of people out there that's going to appreciate the music that you're doing, because not everybody is you know, a lot now when I talk to a lot of up-and-coming artists, they're trying to just get on. Like, they want to make the music that's going to sell, so they want to rap like Drake or Nicki or whoever. But I can respect an artist that's comfortable in their own skin and just do what they do, and they're not trying to follow the trend.
Right, yes.
And definitely, yes. I must say that your delivery, everything that you had going on in that song, a lot of people can relate to. Even I could relate to.
Right.
And also, I'm noticing you have so much substance. That's what hip-hop is missing today. It's like a bunch of rambling. We don't know what these guys are saying or whatever they're saying right now. They saying anything.
Right.
It's like during the time, like Tay was saying, like around like 2000, within that era of when hip-hop had so much to say. Now is I miss those times that you bringing those times back. It's artists and people like us who can appreciate your creativity. And I want to thank you for being the artist that you are, because we don't get to have that listening to the radio, because I don't listen to the radio. If I could hear this song that you just played, I would want to hear that instead of whatever else being played, because that's just not what I would love to hear. Great song.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. I really do. Come on, man, don't be trying to make me cry already. Don't do that.
That's funny.
No, it's just real talk. It's real talk, you know. I mean,
but I say that because, like you guys were saying, rap now is just, it's like watered down. You don't know what people are saying. And Tay, you're right, because you said it's like, especially the younger male rappers, they feel like they just have to be something that they're not. And what I've learned living this crazy life is that you have to deal with self before you can do anything, before you could go out and get a job, before you can go and do anything. So music alone, if you haven't dealt with self, you're going to be producing and giving people trash, because at the end of the day, you don't know who you are and what's going on, so then you're going to be giving people trash. Or either you're going to give them what the trend is, and there are already trendsetters out there. Like, you're just falling in line trying to do what somebody else has already done. And that's not what I want to do. I need to give the support of substance. I need to give them something to listen to make them relate, to make them feel what I'm saying, to come back for more. So I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I really do.
Oh, there's no doubt, man. I mean, we are authentic hip-hop heads. Like, you know, we
all day.
Are solidified hip-hop heads. You know what I mean? Like, this is the reason that we even wanted to do a show and rap and have a studio and all that stuff ourselves is because artists who just deliver that timeless music. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about for us. And we definitely going to need you to give us the inspiration behind every song that we play. Every song that we play, we definitely want to hear what was the inspiration behind that song. So I don't even need to, like, say it, because you already know. Once that song go off, what inspired that song? You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Well, of course, my own personal, you know, my own personal life. Well, you know, personal experiences. And, you know, I have women in my life that have actually been through the same thing. And one night I was just in my zone, and my producer had sent it to me, like, before I started writing to it, he sent it to me maybe, like, 6 months before I could really actually, like, deal with it and figure out where I wanted to go with it. And it just came out in, like, 20 minutes. And now, you know, I shed a little tear here and there. Because it gave me that back-in-the-day feeling. It gave me that, like, it had me reminiscing, you know, about first love type thing, when you first get your heart broken, then, you know, you try to go back and mend it and just don't work. And then, you know, present day where, you know, it's still all the same thing, and relationships are crazy, and everybody can deal with it, you know. Well, and I deal with it, relate to the song, so... That's where it came from. That was the inspiration.
No doubt, man. I hear that. And, hey, man, with that said, man, we still got more music, man. we got another track to play, man.
That's what's up.
We gonna be jamming on here tonight. At the end of the day, you're going to know who Atta Flames is by the time we're done.
I know that's right. Okay, so the next one? Are we going into the next one?
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, well, the next track is No Love, also produced by Bobby Knight, and it's featuring Wop the D.
All right, let's get into it.
What I say, and everything be okay. You know the boy don't play. Must want drama, send that bitch move my way. Look, I'm smoking on that loud. Chase money like hounds. Anywhere I'm at, I'm shutting that down. Last name wet, worth I need my money now. Said it with me, please explain how. Just need weed, I'm smelling like a pound. Getting to the money, just tell me how it sounds. Hit the club, you know a boy buying rounds. And I stay making hits, just tell me how it sounds. I'm back up on my shit. They hating on my shit. Tell them hop up off my pit. Born with the flu, the flow that shit.
Started on time, I ain't gonna lie. So it was one of those days. I'm sure you got an interesting story as to what happened with you. Because we was, like, calling you at, like, the last minute, like, 2 minutes before airtime, we calling you in. So.
No, I'm here now. I'm here.
Yeah, what's man. We got Etta in the building. And did you just say that track we just played?
Yeah, I caught the end of it. You know, it sounded like it was a good track. I didn't catch the whole thing, but, you know, I caught it.
Hey, we over here jamming, man. That's the second song we played. We still got a couple more tracks, so.
It's,
you know what I mean? We over here jamming, man. And, Etta, you already know what time it is.
Yes, sir. You need the inspiration from that track.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, upon my hiatus, you know, I figured out, you know, I was, you know, not doing what I needed to be doing, be as successful as I can be in my life, you know what I mean? And I lost a lot of people that, you know, claim to be near and dear to me. So, yeah, you know, I don't need no love because I got the love within me, so I'm going to just go ahead and do what I got to do while y'all go ahead and watch me. So that was the inspiration.
I hear that. I mean, that yo, when I'm listening to your music, I'm just like, it just put me in that space, man, that creative space. Like, they the type of people that we like to bring on the show, like the people that really, like, when I listen to your music, if it makes me want to go into the lab and write, then, yeah, you get, yeah, we want you on. You know what I mean? We want to, you know, share your creativity with everybody. Like, people, like, deserve to, you know what I mean, like, to be heard. You know what I mean? And I don't know what's up with the radio, man. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, Etta, how you feel, like, as far as the radio and the small amount of songs and rotation and, you know, like, the subject, as far as hip-hop, like, the type of subject and topics kind of pretty much being the same, like, does that make you feel any type of way as an artist, like, that it has to be kind of, like, put in a box, like, just so kind of just, like, directed to a certain area? Like, think about how many artists, how many people that's nice, how many up-and-coming rappers like yourself out there that don't get a shot because they're not part of Young Money or they not, you know, with this label or they don't have, you know what I mean, that following that the other artists have, you know, because a lot of it's about image and all, but, like, how you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I kind of sort of understand what it's all about, and I believe that it, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to money. You know, the radio stations, they're making money to play what's being paid for to be played. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's why you always hear the same songs over and over again, and you turn to another station and the same song is on that station. And, you know, I don't let it deter me in what I want to do, because there's always ways around everything, and there's always loopholes in every situation that's set up. So I don't like it, but at the end of the day, what can we really necessarily do about it unless we build from the ground up and create our own thing to where people want to play us?
Yeah, man. I mean, to the point where I'm thinking, like, I would love to see, like, a boycott. Like, people just like, I'm not even listening to the radio no more until it changes, until we see a change. I bet you they'll start changing and playing different stuff, because,
right. Exactly.
I don't know, man. This is crazy when you really think about it. Like, that's why I like internet radio. I like, when I'm driving, if I have XM radio access, I like to listen to XM. At least you hear a wider variety of music. You know what I mean? And, I mean, that's why we use our platform to try to do our part, too. But we not, like, you know, actual a station that you can turn to. So it's different. Like, when you're an actual station that people could, that's the key right there. Like, people mostly listen to the radio when they're driving in their cars. So if you're a station that people, when they're driving and they don't got no CDs or they're tired of listening to all their CDs in their car and they turn on a radio station. That's it right there. That's the it factor. They don't want to see us on the radio, at it. I'm telling you. Like, they don't want to see us on the radio because we are going to change the game because we're going to be playing Etta Flames and all the other up-and-coming artists that we feel is hot. We ain't even going to be playing people that's on. They don't want to see us, like, on no FM or, you know, no radio station that has a, you know, that has to answer up to a higher up and got a follow to. Nah, they don't want to see us because we going to do our own thing. You know what I mean? That's why we do what we do, because we play what we want to play. We do what we do. But, you know, that radio wave is the key right there to all the people, to the listeners. You know what I mean?
Right.
Definitely.
Most definitely. I feel what you're saying. But like you said, we boycott the radio. I believe that's gonna take a long time. It's gonna take a long time for people to actually wake up, and especially, you know, artists, you know, that actually want to do something about their music being on the radio. It's going to take time, and it's going to have to be strength in numbers to get the power that we want, you know what I mean? And I think we're kind of sort of in some kind of phase where, you know, it's a lot of artists that are just for them. Like, it's what they got going on and nothing else matters. And at the end of the day, yes, you're supposed to focus on you and your craft, but if you're an artist, it's about the art, and you're not the only artist in the world. So, you know, if we can pull together some kind of way and make it happen, that would be great. I just think it's going to take time and a lot of numbers.
Definitely.
No doubt about that, man.
And I just really, my take on that, too, is, like, as before, I don't listen to the radio, and I get tired of hearing the same song that I can't stand. It doesn't have any substance to it. Over and over, like every 10 seconds. And it's like it's dumbing our kids' brain to believe this is what you have to be. This is what you took. This as for this era, is this is all they represent. I look at the music videos and makes these females, I know it's entertainment, but when I look at it, it's like, oh, man, I don't want my daughter to feel like she needs to be a stripper to be accepted.
Right.
You do not have to be that. And
right.
That's the image that they're putting in our young little girl's brain. Same thing with Beyonce, Nicki Minaj. I know they got bills to pay and everything, but I just can't. I miss the like you said, the Lauryn Hill and Eve, because Eve didn't do anything to make it seem like she was trying to be sexy. She was sexy, but she wasn't being sluttish with it. She had class with it. So did Lauryn Hill, you know, and same with you. You don't need to put that negative energy out. You putting bars out there with a message, and that's what we're missing today, and we really need that back. I think that would make a difference in how our kids turn out as far as listening to music, because now they are really into the music. And us as artists, we need to make that difference if we can.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's kind of sad, but some kids are learning, like, the words to a whole song, a whole track song, before their ABC,
right?
And It's
kind of
crazy. So, yeah, something
has
to be done about it. Well,
it starts here on CBR, man.
Yeah.
It starts here, man. We go hold it down. We going to do our part. We need other people that got platforms and movements, internet radio shows and all that stuff to do that, continue to do that part as well. You know what I mean? And support these up-and-comers, and let's start widening the range of music that's being noticed by the people out there. You know what I mean? Use your Facebook, your social media, all of that, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, and let the word be known. If your homeboy or your cousin or whatever got a dope song, don't just tell them they got a dope song. Like, you got 3,000 followers. Let people know, like, you know, like, let them know, like, let your followers know, let your peoples know, let your other man know, let your other cousin know, share the wealth, like, let the people know. You know what I mean? It's more stuff to listen to out there. And nowadays with the social media era, I mean, all you got to do is just pretty much SoundCloud, boom, YouTube, boom. It's out there for everybody. Now, people got to know what's out there, though. Share it. It's a click of a button. Boom. If it's dope, you like it, share it. You've done your part. Now we're talking about more stuff. Like, people going viral off of stuff these days. But people got to know it exists. So if enough people talking about it, it can go viral. It can make noise. You know what I mean?
Right. You're absolutely right.
And with that said, we got another song to get to.
Yes, some more bars coming your way.
This might be my favorite right here. The flow on here is just ridiculous. Like, this might be my favorite right here.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite. Definitely my favorite. The next track is Ode to Etta, produced by Bobby Knight. Shines over everything.
Church bell. Wasn't looking for no perfect love. I was looking for genuine love. Reciprocity and understanding. Complicated with some real blood. But all I got was a bunch of lies. Broken promises and red eyes. On my sidelines with some envious, deviant, soul ties. And my sunrise, I make it shine. When my nightfalls, they all fall. Full of flaws, they point at me. Your dirty mirror can't wipe me off. It's your time, it's go time. Ain't got time for your time. And my black dress is black tie. You blinded by your sack.
Reevaluation moment in my life in business, you know, Etta James was a big part of that. So my producer presented me with this, and I just went crazy. And I did what I could do. And you have Ode to Etta.
Yeah, I really like that song. Just it got a nice bounce. It remind me of like a Outkast track or something. You can just bounce, like it just got that rhythm. It just makes you just like start instantly start nodding your head and tapping your feet. Like it got a real nice bounce to it. I just bangs with it. I can just the flow alone would make me want to listen. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
That right there was one of my favorite joints that I heard. For when I was listening to some of your joints, and I must repeat again, that is for the listeners who didn't know, and for those who may know, that is a sample from Etta James, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And I love it. I love what you did with that. You, your producer, you said his name, Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight. Yes.
Yes. Big ups to both of y'all with that collab, with that whole thing. I'm big on being creative, and I believe that's what exactly y'all were doing. Y'all really got together with that particular track, and to know there's definitely a story behind it, and like the hook itself, which she's singing, explains everything, and then you have the bars to go with it, the beat. Superb, I must say. That's one of my favorite joints from you.
Exactly, exactly. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, this is why I told the other host, like, I want to be blown away. I want to be surprised. Like, before, when they came and they were like, oh, we have an artist, the show, Etta Flames. And I'm like, Etta Flames? Huh, all right. I was like, you know what? I don't want to hear nothing right now. I want to be surprised. I told him that. And this is why, like, that song was hot. That song was really hot. And I like the fact that you took Etta Jones. Is that her name?
James.
Etta James. Excuse me, Etta James. I like that you took that and you did a song like that. You're like, 'cause that's what I was expecting. Like, I knew it. I felt it. I was like, she's going to do a song. It's going to have her in it. She's going to twist it up. She's going to have it dope. I like it, yo. I like it. I did. That song was hot.
I appreciate it. Yes, yeah. I appreciate it.
Girl power, huh?
Girl power.
Yeah, man, no doubt, though. That song is definitely hot, man. And your producer, is that the same person that engineers your sessions when you go to the studio, or is that a different person?
No, I work with a separate engineer.
Let's talk about your engineer for a second. We was talking about, when we talked on the phone, and I was telling you that you have good sound quality with your music. Let's talk about your engineer for a second, the way he make your vocals just pop out and come to life. Because that makes your music, like, people with an untrained ear don't even realize that if an artist is hot but don't have a good engineer, their music still ain't going to be good. Like, people ain't going to want it. They're not going to be into it. They might not even know why. They might just say, there's something about it. I don't know why. I just can't get into it. Like, because they don't have that quality. Your music has quality. Let's talk about your engineer for a second.
Right. Okay. Well, I've been working. Well, first of all, his name is Bless, and B-L-E-S-S, and his studio's it. Called Soundscape Studios. I've been working with him since about 2010, I believe. Yeah, 2010, 2011. And he actually recently built his studio from the ground up with his father and I believe another family member. And they built it from the ground up, and it's a 5-star studio. I love it to death. And he's great at what he does. He was valedictorian of Full Sail University. So
I really wanted to go there.
Yeah,
I remember years ago, I was telling you, I wanted to go there. I did the little sign-up joint and everything. I think I got accepted,
right.
But that school is too expensive, man. Goodness, freaking great.
Right. Right. And he actually had a degree, I believe, his bachelor's in another field. And, you know, he just felt like he did it for all the wrong reasons, and he got his degree in something that he didn't necessarily love and have a passion for. So that's why he went back to school and got his degree for musical engineering. And
I mean, he's great. He's great. He spoils me. As soon as I get in there, the mic is set up. You know, all of the frequencies are on point. Everything is straight. He's just like, go. And then I just go. He's great. He's great. I love working with him. And Bobby Knight, he's amazing at what he does, too. He's another, like, underrated artist/producer in this area. So that's why
he's an artist? Your producer is an artist?
Yes. Well, he more so focuses on production, but yes, he does. He has some music.
What is he, rap?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he raps. Okay.
Yes, but he's another underrated producer out here. So that's why I like working with him. I like working with the underdogs. I like working with the people that don't get the recognition that they deserve. You know, I like bringing the light to the underdog.
No doubt, man. You got a nice team there, man. Y'all putting together bangers, man. I mean, are you working on like of any projects? You got a mixtape coming out, an album coming out, or anything like that?
Well, I'm currently working on another project. It's going to be, I'm not sure yet the title or anything like that, but it's definitely going to be my album. And I also have some music that's coming out with the with Walk the Beast. He's on No Love. That was the second track we played. And we have some collaborations that we're going to put out here soon. So be on the lookout for that, because that's going to be epic. So, yeah, I'm definitely working. Definitely have some great stuff coming your way.
No doubt, man. We're going to definitely be listening out, man, for sure. And with that said, man, I mean, you got some other stuff you're going to as well. I mean, let's get to some of these other things. I mean, you got a clothing line? What's up with that?
Well, the brand that I'm building is Faux, and as I said, it's Flames Over Everything. And under Faux, it's dance. I provide dance services, dance and choreography for artists, musicians, private lessons, and dance workshops. And I also have apparel and accessories. I have some A-shirts with the logo up there, and I'm doing the A-shirts for the summer for male and female. And my accessories include custom-made turbans and hair wraps for, you know, people with natural hair. Well, people with hair, period. But, you know, for mainly people with locks and natural hairstyles. Mm. Wow.
No doubt,
yeah,
man. I mean,
that's just fun.
Oh, go ahead.
But I also have my independent business organization, and that's it's through Total Life Changes, and we have natural weight loss products, detox products, energy supplements, sexual enhancement products, beauty product. And that's basically it. I don't know if I said waist trainers. I know a lot of women are, purchasing waist trainers and stuff like that, trying to get sexy for the summer. So we definitely have those, too.
All right, what's a waist trainer? For those who don't know, because I think I get the idea, but what is a waist trainer?
Well, a waist trainer is sort of,
I don't, like, I know you went to, you know, working out and all that stuff, but I ain't worked out in a long time, and that sounds like that's something that's more kids than females, so excuse me if I don't know what a waist trainer is. Like, I think I get it, but please let her explain what it is for the people that don't know. Try to clown me.
Go ahead. Yeah, so silly. But no, basically the waist trainer is, it looks like a contraption to me. You know, it's sort of like a corset. Different companies have different materials that they use, but basically it's to sort of tighten a woman's waist and give her a more curvier shape. I'm trying to, you know, not say too much about it, yeah, because, you know, some men don't like the waist trainers. They feel like, you know, the women are fooling them and stuff like that. But it is a good tool to use for women while they're working out. Some women just don't necessarily want to use them while they're working out. So that's when, you know, some of the men get fooled, like, oh, my God, I thought your waist was like that, but it's really like that, you know. So the ones that we have, you can work out with them. You can wear them all day if you want to. And that's pretty much it.
But it does actually, like, help you in the long run, actually help get your waist to a more desired type of shape.
A more desired
shape. Continue to work out while you wear it.
Right.
That's what really matters at the end of the day. I don't see what somebody could complain about that for.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And whoa, pause. Whoa, hold up. Wait. Slow down. Hold up. Something just. Oh, we lost Deuce. I'm sure he'll be calling right back. You said sex enhancement. What? Toys of. I heard the word sex. And when I hear the word sex, it always. It's like something, just a light bulb goes off in my head. Like, what's the sex enhancement? What is it? Sex enhancement toys or. What is that exactly? You got me going with that?
No, it's not toys. It's supplements. It's pills.
Oh, supplements. I thought you were saying it's like selling sex toys.
No. No, but it's
Let's talk about that.
It's called Strike Up for men, and we have Love for females. And if your libido is down, it'll bring it up. If your body parts are down, it'll bring them up. As far as
look
women,
at
you know.
Over there getting
you know, it helps you out. It enhances your performance. Wherever you're lacking, it will enhance it.
And so endurance, stamina, like all that.
And yes, endurance, stamina. I didn't say anything about length or moisture.
Okay. You're going to have to find something out for that. Okay.
Enhancement. Yes. Your drive.
So excited.
Energy. Yeah. Yeah, a mess. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. That's what it is. So basically, you. Viagra, you said, you know, it can get your man up, so.
No.
It can kind of do what Viagra does, right? Like, it can get you back up and running, right?
It does it naturally. It does it naturally. It's natural herbs in it, and it does it naturally. I'm sure Viagra has some stuff in it to just, you know, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have a hard time with Viagra, but yeah.
I'm afraid to ever pop one of those pills. I never did. I'm scared. Like, I don't want to. When I see the side effects, and if you experience an erection for more than 7 hours, call 911. Like, man, I'm good. Go to the emergency room.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to have an erection for that long, man. I'm scared.
That's too much.
God forbid the day that I can't get it up on my own no more, and I have to rely on a pill, and I'm stuck with an erection for so long that I had to go to the emergency room and, like, doc, man, I can't get it down, man.
The good thing about these products is it doesn't have that effect. So you'll be good. Yep, men and women, you'll be good. No doctor's appointments, no doctor visits, no ER visits, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear, man. I'm going to have to holler at you when we get off and, you know, get more in tune. You know what I mean? You got some good stuff going on, man.
You have my website. You can go and order you some.
I'm going to check you out.
Yeah, I'll definitely check you out, man.
And, hey, man, I just like to support any way I can, man. If there's anything I can do to support the movement, support the cause, and help see to it that, you know, you can pretty much do what you do, feed your family, keep them lights on. Anything I can do, you best believe you got that. You know what I mean? You already know. I wish it was more unity going around right now. You know what I mean? I wish it was more people that felt like that thought bigger than just them. You know what I mean? And, I mean, of course, your kids count, but it's got to be bigger than that, too. You know what I mean? Because you want to be able to excel and do well, but you want it to be all about you, and that's it. Like, you're not going to get good karma that way. You know what I mean? So I'm always looking to help whatever way I can, to help my next brother or my next sister, my next whoever. Don't matter the race. It just, you know what I mean? If you try and do something positive and there's something I can do, sure, you best believe I will.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, man, you already know, man. You got an ally over here, man.
I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Now, is that everything? I want to make sure everything. You got so much going on. I was just like,
we
cover everything.
We covered this. We covered the music. We covered the dance. We covered the apparel and accessories. We covered total life changes. My website, all of my information is on your site, right?
That's one thing. Yeah. Before we let you go, we definitely would want you to leave all of your information as far as like your whatever email address you use, everything, your websites, your email address for your business, your social media. Let them know for the listeners who's listening who might not have actually clicked the link to see for themselves.
Okay, no doubt. Are we going to – do we have another song, or you want me to go
ahead? Well, we're going to black out with that. I ain't forget about you. We're going to send you home with that, playing that last track.
Oh, okay, no doubt. Well, my listeners and my supporters can check me out at soundcloud.com, @flames, and that's flames with a Z, FLAMEZ. Twitter is the same thing. @MFlames, IG, @M.Flames, Facebook is @Flames, and my email is OG Kush Red, that's OG KUSHRED @gmail.com. And for the weight loss products, my website is TotalLifeChanges.com, and that's /4706191. I believe that's all of the information that I need to get.
All right, that's what it's up. That's what it is, man. At the flames in the building, man. It's definitely a pleasure having you on. But before we let you go, you know, of course, we're still going to play that last track, but before we let you go, there's something else I want to ask of you. This is something that we do for pretty much everybody that comes on the show who is an artist, and I think you might have a feeling the way I'm headed with this. You know what I'm about to say, right?
No, I actually don't.
Oh, really? Oh, man, you already know we want you to bless us with some live bars if you bought any
yes.
On deck, any type of live bars or verse or something, anything other than from off the songs that we playing tonight. I mean, we would love to hear something.
Oh, man, you caught me off guard.
We've been in communication. I ain't tell you, but I don't. That's just spontaneous with it. Like, so on the spot, like, boom. You know what I mean? That's because we put you on the spot a little bit, but, you know.
It's all good. It's all good. I mean, you can, well, you want it a cappella, or you got a track?
Yeah, because you know how it is with cell phones, and if we play the track, it probably would be a delay and sound off beat, so we always ask people to spit a cappella because of the delay with cell phones. It's like a slight delay, so. We always just do it raw.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, let me get my Twitter straight. All right. So you say you want to
take as much time as you need, man. Because I know you probably wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? But I think the last time we had a guest on the show a few weeks ago. And we asked her to spit, and she kind of wasn't, like, ready for it. She's like, I just listen to the music.
Yes.
And then all the callers started pressing one, and every caller we brought, it was like, please rap. We want to hear you spit that live raw. Like, we want to hear it. Then her mother and father called in and asked her to spit, and once they did it, she had to do it. She's an up-and-coming artist, 18 years old. Once her mom and dad called in and said, baby, you got to spit. Pastor's like, baby, you got to do it. You got to give me some bars. I was like, oh, man, you got to do it now. And that's when she did it. Like, people really appreciate that live. Like, you know what I mean? That's what, stuff like that is what's keeping hip-hop alive. Like, all right, spit that, you know what I mean? A live cypher, a live verse, a live, you know what I mean? That stuff is the essence of hip-hop and what's keeping hip-hop alive, you know what I mean? Like, really listening to the message and the lyrics, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. I normally don't freestyle. You caught me off guard.
It's all good, man. Hey, you ain't got to kick no off the dome type stuff. I mean, whatever you got that's fire, you know what I mean? It don't matter what it is. You know what
no,
I mean?
I have nothing. I have nothing in front of me. I'm just going to go straight from the top. Like, I'm not a freestyle rapper nor a battle rapper, but I'll definitely go straight from the top. You just let me know when you're ready.
All right. Hey, we listening.
Okay. All right. Like a phoenix from the ashes, I'm soaring the game, putting heat up in your chest, vapor rub in the game. I know she want to be me and her name is a thing, but I don't care because we can all remain tame. I'm trying to keep our daughters and keep our sons to be saints, teach them how to be queens and how to be kings. You know what I mean? Because I do it for the team. I do it for my daughter, Serena T. Let's get it all day. VA is where I'm from. VA spitting straight from the dome. I don't know where I'm going tomorrow, but I'm going, and best believe it's flames on it.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, you actually kicked the real freestyle, like, you know what I mean? Like, off the dome, though. Like, I can respect it, you know what I mean? Like, straight off the dome, I'm going to just give you some just, that's hip-hop right there, just straight.
Yeah.
And then you ain't got no beat, you know what I mean? So you ain't got nothing that's telling you what direction to go in. That's not easy to do. It takes some skill to even just be able to start off and create your own rhythm and create your own lines on the spot. You know what I mean? Definitely not easy to do. I respect it, and I wasn't expecting it. Like, I didn't think you was going to kick a live freestyle, so you really took us back to hip-hop. You took us back to 90s hip-hop with that.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, I got caught off guard for real. So it is.
That's the best way, though.
I tell everybody, I'm not a freestyle rapper. Like, I will get in the cypher, and I don't mind making a fool of myself. Like, I will get in the cypher, go straight from the dome, because, you know, I'm just not a freestyle rapper, but I feel like that you get better that way if you attempt to do it. You know, it's a lot of people that are shy about doing it, and I used to be shy about doing it, but I don't have a problem with doing it, but I didn't feel it would have been authentic if I would have been like, oh man, let me go get this piece of paper because I know I wrote something down. But that's not authentic. So I gave you straight from the dough, and it is what it is.
I respect it. That's raw, natural hip hop right there. You know what I mean? And hey, you know what? Let this be a lesson moving forward. That when you go on a show, always have something, be prepared for that. You know what I mean? And that's one thing, like, so sometimes, some of the times when we bring people on a show, sometimes they haven't been on the radio or internet radio or nothing at all. And I know, like, if you went to Sway in the morning, he would definitely ask you to freestyle. He would ask you to rap, not necessarily freestyle. He asked you to rap, and he would put on beats and everything. So it's like, what we want people to the like guys to come on, we want them to be prepared for that, because when they go on way bigger platforms than ours, like, they already know to have some fire on deck. Or if they're a freestyler, have their mindset right to be ready. You know what I mean? Because when you start getting to bigger platforms and they can bring you on, it's like, you know, might got 50,000 people listening. It's like, all right, you know, we're about to get, we're about to, you know, let's get a 16. It's like, oh, whoa, huh, for real? Oh, all right, you know what I mean? So we start off on, you know, we want to get people prepared and ready, you know what I mean? Because when you get the bigger shows, they're going to be asking you to do it too, you know what I mean? So.
Right. Yes, sir.
I mean,
well, thank you for the advice.
Oh yeah, no doubt. We are hip hop to the fullest over here, man. This is what we do. This is what we live for right here, man. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever we can do to help be noticed, you know what I mean? And whatever we can do to just do our part, basically, man. We here for y'all. That's what we do. This, you know what I mean? Like, we do this for y'all, for real. You know what I mean? It's always nice to get some good ratings on your shows and all that stuff to make it even more worthwhile. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, we're doing this for y'all because of our passion. Because it surely ain't paying our bills. Like, you know, bills ain't getting paid off of doing this show. So it's more, it's just about y'all. It's just straight passion, authentic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, yes, sir. Now, one other thing before we go, you got a few callers, it looks like, that want to speak with you. You want to take a few callers before you black out?
Sure. And we still got one more track to play, right?
Of course. Definitely ain't forget about that. Got you on that. But I mean, callers, you got some callers that have been wanting to speak to you, and I just wanted to let you know that. You know what I mean?
Okay, no doubt.
All right, well, let's get to them. Area code 757, first three digits, 506. You're live on CBR with Out of Flames.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, hello.
Girl, what you up there acting like you scared to spit for?
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to show you. You
yeah,
stupid.
This show.
Everybody had to scare.
Listen to me, man. I'm a big fan of hers. I've been following her for about 5 or 6 years now, and she playing with y'all. She acting all shy. You can spit. I love your music. Hey, go forward with it and stop playing and do that thing.
Oh, Lord, show. Oh, my God. Hush. Thank you for calling in, though. I didn't expect you to call in.
Yeah,
I
know
you
didn't, but I did. Yeah, I was listening the whole time. All right, then.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we on a time limit, too, so I ain't necessarily being shy. I ain't being shy.
No. Oh, okay, then. All right, then. Well, you go ahead and handle your business, and I'm going to hear this last track y'all going to do.
I appreciate it. All right.
All right, girl.
Shout out to you, caller, for calling in. That's definitely what's up. You know what I mean? Sticking in the air, hanging, listening. You know what I mean? And, yeah, that's what's up. And you know what? That's similar. Remember, I told you, like, that's similar to what the, you know, last situation was. You know what I mean? Let's go to this other caller. You got another caller. This is area code 757, first three digits, 419. You're live on CBR with Etta Flames.
Now, what up? This Mills.
Hi.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm like the last caller, though. You know, stop acting shy because we all know you can spit. But, you know, I just want to congratulate you on what you're doing. You know what I mean? And say you keep doing it. And definitely, you know, I don't think everybody really knows your work ethic, you know what I mean, and how much you really put into everything. So, you know, all the music that you put out sounded good, man. We definitely really appreciate it. Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. You're welcome. You'll keep doing your thing.
You know I am. I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Y'all be easy.
You too, fam. Good looking for calling in, man. You know, and yeah, you got some support. You know what I mean? And that's what's up, man. Support coming through. You know what I mean? And I mean, they both saying the same thing, though. They said you being shy. They said you playing with us. They said you holding back. They said you holding back. That makes me kind of curious. Like, hold up. They said you holding back. Let me find out. We're going to have to let you spit again. Because they feel like you're playing with us right now, Ada. I don't know.
I'm not playing with y'all. I don't know, man.
I mean, hey, it ain't me talking. That's them talking. That's your supporters right there talking, so.
And I'm gonna call both of them when we get off the phone. Like, don't call up there putting me on the spot. Okay. But no, I'm not being shy. I'm not being shy. But we were just, yeah, we talked about that time limit, so, you know, I ain't being shy.
That's what's up, though, man. You know, we had a good time chopping it up with you, man, and definitely appreciate you coming on the show, you know what I mean, and chopping it up with us, man. Definitely enjoyed you, and you're going to have to come on again sometime.
Yeah, I would love to.
Hit us up, like, once you, like, drop something, like, you drop a mixtape, an album, or any type of major move you make, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Hit us up. We'll definitely bring you back on and we talk about, you know, we get a Ataflames update, you know what I mean? Like, project coming or this big thing happening, or on a movie now, or whatever it is you got, whatever you got signed, I don't care, whatever announcement you got, man, you come to CBR, man, holler at us and, you know what I mean, come chop it up, man, talk about what's new. You know we got your back, man. You know what I mean?
Will do. Will do. Most definitely.
Yeah, definitely, man. And yeah, man, with that said, since this is the last track we're going to play, I'll let you, you know, get into it as far as, like, what inspired it and all that before we play it.
Okay, well, the song is for, it's called Be Quiet. And basically, it's another old track. It's an old track to my thick women, my big girls. You know, we telling the skinny girls to be quiet. You know, you don't have to necessarily be fat and wide and all out, fat or whatever, however society portrays you to be. But, you know, if you a size 2 or under, you may get offended by the song. But, you know, it's not good music if it doesn't make somebody feel some kind of way. So it's called Be Quiet, and it's a promo track off of Yo Gotti's Sorry instrumental. So take a listen. Flames Over Everything.
Set them skinny bitches, take a seat. Set them skinny bitches, take a seat. Set them skinny bitches, take a seat. If you ain't got no ass, be quiet.
If you ain't got no ass, be quiet. Shout out to Adam Flames, man, for joining us tonight. I mean, and Deuce had to leave early. He had some personal business to attend to. But, I mean, would you probably be considered a skinny chick, T-Time? I mean, you know, you got the little model body. You know, you're a model, and you got that model body. So, I mean... How you feel about that track right there?
You know, I wasn't offended. You know, I got a little something signed back then. So, you know, I don't got to be completely quiet. You know, I can speak up a little bit. No.
You said you ain't no size 2, huh? So you are.
No, I'm a size 8, thank you. No, I'm just playing.
Okay, so you're not really skinny, more like petite.
Yeah. And I liked it though.
You're working with
them.
Yeah.
No, I liked it though. I really like her. Like, she's different, and that's what we like to bring on the show, is different, you know, unique. And I like it. Especially she's supportive, you know, to the ladies. Yes. But she's hot. I like it. I did.
So now that you got to hear some flavor from her, you approve. She got your stamp of approval now?
Yes, of course. No, because like when you know brought her to the you know, table, I was like at a flame. Huh. I was like, all right, I like her name. I wonder where she got it from. All right, let me see what she's working with. And then I was like, click the link, and I was like, you know what? No, I feel like I'm going to be surprised. Let me be surprised. Let me wow. Let me be wowed. And I was. I did. I really did.
I kept trying to get you to listen.
I know.
I should be spontaneous with this one. I'm like, okay, all right, well, all right.
No, I'm glad I waited, though.
Yeah, it worked in your favor in this situation.
Right.
Well, you know me. Hey, look, you know, I ain't about to bring no trash on this show. So you should know if they come on this show, they're going to be good. You already know.
Yes.
I ain't bringing no trailer trash up on CBR. It ain't even about to go down. For real.
Goodness. No.
Got to once again shout out Etta Flames and, you know, all, man, we had so many talented people that came on the show so far. And
yes.
We got so much more to come. We got a battle coming up on the show.
Yes.
You know, we championship battle rap for a reason. You know, so for people that still listening, know that we got a battle coming up on the show between two dope MCs. And we'll get more into detail about it in the upcoming weeks. It's coming July, if all stays as planned, it's coming up on July 21st, same time, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Got a really, really dope battle. Three 3-minute rounds from each opponent of dope, crazy bars. These dudes are crazy with it. You know what I mean? And be listening out for that, because this is about to be, is about to be, like, crazy. I mean, like, you seen the movie 300? It's going to be that, but in bars. You know what I mean? It's going to be a verbal 300. Definitely be listening out for that, man. And, that's pretty much what we do. That's what we're here for on CBR, man. We're here to basically give a platform for hot up-and-comers, and definitely for the up-and-coming battle rappers as well. You know what I mean? And let people's voices be heard. You know what I mean? And we're going to continue to do that. This is what we do, man. CBR on It's Real Talk Radio. You already know, man. We're about to get out of here. Stay real. Shout out to Deuce and T-Time. We here, man. Catch us every Tuesday. Same time, same place, like my man Deuce say. We out here, man.
Yes.
CBR. Yo, this your boy Mark T. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening to Championship Battle Rap on It's Real Talk Radio. You can email us or hit us up on social media at realbattlerapradio@gmail.com. Catch our archive shows by going to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal.
Yo, this is Tay Real. You can catch our live shows by going to that link or dialing 347-838-9540.
Once again, Shout out to all the listeners, and we'll catch y'all next week. Same time, same place. CBR.